You're listening to the Hour of the Time. I'm William Cooper. Good evening, folks. I've got to tell you, I am one happy camper. Got some wonderful news for all of you who contributed to the television project and for everybody who lives in the Round Valley. But first, I got to do this. This reflects my whole mood, how I'm feeling, everything. Could have seen me dancing around this studio, you all would have been in stitches. I am one happy camper. I want to first thank all of you who believed in me once again, who knew that if I said I would do it, I would do it, and who contributed, some of you, large sums of money, some of you, help. I can tell you it would never have happened without the help of Scott Becker, once again. There would never have been an Hour of the Time without Scott Becker. Would never have happened without the help of my good friend Rick Martin and his wife Barbara. Could never have happened without the help of all the people who have been watching my health very closely and send me things and chew me out if I don't take them religiously, and in particular, Ann Husted and her husband Paul, and Gene Kimline, and lots of others. My old friend Michael Cottingham, who seems to have disappeared into the ether. Don't know what happened to him or where he's gone, and I miss him. My good friend Matt, who provided the last needed pieces of paraphernalia to make it work. And you're all sitting on the edge of your chair wondering, what is he babbling about now? Round Valley Television is on the air. Round Valley Television is on the air, and it blankets the whole valley. Everybody in the valley is receiving it. If they have any kind of an antenna whatsoever, people who live within a half a mile can get it without any antenna. That's how good the signal is. Thank you, Scott Becker, for the amplifier. I know you worked hard to make that possible. And you took a chance. You and your friend who built it for us. Because you built it on the promise that the money would come when the money wasn't there. And so once again, my good friend, from my heart, God bless you and thank you for trusting in me once again. All of you who contributed to the television project, thank you. God bless you. Without you, it could never have happened. The testing phase is over. We are on the air. We are on the air. With a beautiful, crisp, sharp color picture. We don't have stereo sound and never will. It's an information station. When we're not broadcasting special programs and documentaries and things that we produce, we will be broadcasting free programming that's available to everyone from satellite, and it will either be TV Land, PBS, or Odyssey, or some channel during those time frames where we know that there's programming that people will not only like, but the whole family can watch and enjoy, and will not, insult anybody at all, and is good programming. Above all, good programming. Either really clean, family-oriented type entertainment or educational material that we know people need to see. We will be producing our own television programs. Eventually, I will be doing the news every night. Eventually, the hour of the time will be broadcast both on radio and television. And Round Valley Television will eventually be on the Internet live, virtually 24 hours a day, as soon as we figure out how we're going to do it. The T1 line is, I don't think it's going to happen. It fell through. So even if it's, the worst possible quality, it's better that we have something up there than nothing at all. The sound will be good. I can promise you that. The picture may not be as good as you all would like it to be, but it will be there. So the next step is the Internet. I was overloaded with work before, and now my workload has literally doubled. I don't know how I'm going to do it, but I can tell you, as I have always done, I will do it. Thursday night, my good friend and brother, Doyle Shamley, will be the guest on the broadcast. And he's going to be talking specifically to the people in the Round Valley about how to hook up their television set to an antenna. And the most you have to spend, really, unless you live in one of the outlying areas, is going to be about $7. $8 at the most. If you want Doyle to come and hook it up for you, it's an additional $10. He'll be happy to do it. He works for the local cable TV company. We're not in competition with them, but in his spare time, if you either drop us a letter or give us a call here in the Round Valley and let us know that you need his help, we'll send him out. And for $10, and whatever the cost of parts, which is about $7 total, he'll get your TV so that you can receive Channel 15 Round Valley TV. Channel 15 Round Valley Television. All you need is really any kind of a UHF rabbit ear type thing on your TV set. Right now, and I forgot to bring it in. Darn. Forgot to bring it in. Well, I'll talk about it tomorrow night. But, well, I can say it right now because I remember this. Right now at Radio Shack in the Round Valley, they have an outdoor television antenna, a really good one. And all you got to do is put it on a pole and point it point the pointy end. You know, it's like an airplane. Whichever the way the wings are slanted back, that's the back end of the airplane, and you just point the front end of the airplane right up here to my house, and you'll get the television station loud and clear on channel 15. And they're on sale for $24. Can you believe that? Full size television antenna that you mount outside or in your attic. Now, because of the winds around here, if you're on a hill or a high spot, I recommend you put it in your attic. If you're down low in the valley, you can put it on a pole or put it in your attic, whichever you choose. Doesn't make any difference. We're putting out a good, clear, strong signal. People within a half a mile are getting a picture on their TV and sound. There's snow, to be sure, because they don't have any antenna, but they're getting the picture and sound. If you want to receive it really well, you need some kind of an antenna. Outdoor antenna will work best, but you don't have to put it outdoors. You can put it in your attic, and it will work just as good. For most people, just rabbit ears, but not just rabbit ears. See those rabbit ear telescoping type things are really for VHF, and our channel is 15 UHF. So you need to go down to Radio Shack and make sure that whatever antenna you get says it's for VHF and UHF or UHF only. They're not expensive at all. The farther away you are from us, the more likely you might have to get an amplified antenna. And Radio Shack has those, and we can also get those for you. And I'm going to look at the cost. We're going to let you have them from us at exactly what it costs us. The only thing is if you buy one from us, Doyle's going to have to go down and hook it up. You're going to have to pay him $10. I mean, that's just the way it is, simply because he's going to do it right. There's a lot of people in this valley, a lot of people in this radio audience said, he'll never do it. You can't do that. And people have been telling me that all my life. And I've always, if I said I was going to do it, I've always done it. I've never failed to do exactly what I said I was going to do. Might take a long time. I mean, this has taken over a year. It's literally taken over a year to make this come true. And we went through a lot of money. Went through two transmitters that the people who sold them to us told us that they would work, and they didn't work. They were junk, as a matter of fact. Cost a lot of money. The transmitter we're using now, I actually bought on eBay on the computer. And I forget how much I paid for it. I think it was about $150. After going through all these other expensive transmitters that cost thousands of dollars, you know, I went on eBay and bought one real cheap. And it works beautifully. But we've had it for a while. It would not put out because it didn't have the oomph. And so my good friend Scott Becker came through. He had another friend of his build us a transmitter specifically for our channel, made for our station, made for our transmitter. And Matt provided the antennas and all of the cabling and the fittings that we couldn't get around here. We went around here to people who claimed to be, you know, professional electricians and asked them where to get in fittings. And they said, what? What? What'd you say? In what? 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 So if it hadn't been for Matt, it wouldn't have happened. If it hadn't been for Scott, it wouldn't have happened. If it hadn't been for all the people who donated money to the TV project, it wouldn't have happened. If it wasn't for Rick Martin and Scott Becker, it wouldn't have happened. So from the bottom of my heart, to all of those of you who really contributed to this project, either with money or time or equipment, I don't care which, God bless you, and thank you. 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 Round Valley Television is on the air. And, you know what they say about me. Everybody complains because I take my time and I do it right. But in the end, you know, they can complain and bitch and moan and cry and, you'll never get it done. I wasted my money. I wasted my time. I wasted my effort. I sent him this piece of equipment and nothing's happened and it's been over a year. And then there's all the couch potatoes who never contributed anything, never did anything, never helped with anything. Yeah, he'll never do it. Who's he think he is? I get letters telling me that. But in the end, this is what Andrea had to say about it. By the way, she's going to write the scripts and star in our soap opera.
Fancy driving, wanna see a guy arriving in love. I'll be satisfied, electrified to know a guy what takes his time. I'll hurry up for fans, I always get the air. Wouldn't give any Russian guy a smile. I could go for any singer who would condescend to linger a while. While a lullaby would be such to have a guy would take his takes his time. I'll go for any time. A hasty job really spoils a master's time. I don't like a big commotion. I'm a demon for slow motion and such. Why should I deny that I would die to know a guy would take his time? Getting something done. If you're rushed when you have to make the grade, I can spot an amateur, appreciate a connoisseur at his trade. Who would qualify, no alibi, to be a guy would take his time?
Just a little humor there, folks. Just in case you should get the wrong idea, Andrea is engaged to be married. She's a friend who has helped. And she wants to write the scripts for the first soap operas based upon the real history of the Round Valley, which we intend to produce with local talent on Round Valley Television. I think she's going to play Luscious Lucy, the bad, bald-headed blonde from North Fork, in the first episode of Wyatt Earp's middle name was Ike Clanton, or something like that. She's from one of the old-time families here, knows a lot about the history, and what she doesn't know, her mom knows for sure. So that's her job. So, Andrea, start writing right now. And, get ready to assemble a cast of thousands, because we're going to do it. We're going to do lots of things. on Round Valley Television, the least of which is provide educational broadcasting, the likes of which you will never see on the Communist News Networks or cable television or the Allied Broadcasting Communists, the Communist Broadcasting System, you know, I could go on and on, National Broadcasting Communists, and the Communist News Network. So be prepared, if you live in the Round Valley, to see some things that will just absolutely knock your socks off, to tell you the truth. It'll spin your head around on your shoulders, and it'll wrinkle your blue jeans for sure. Next week, for instance, every night we're going to play Waco, The Rules of Engagement. The following week we're going to play every night Waco, A New Revelation. We're going to do lots of stuff. We've got tons of documentary material here that you just can't see anywhere else, and you won't see anywhere else. So you need to get your antenna. You need to get it hooked up. If you don't know how to do it, now if you've got cable, you need something that will allow you to hook up cable and a television UHF antenna. And they only cost like $3.49 at Radio Shack. On Thursday night, Doyle's going to tell you what you need. If you can get all these parts and do it by yourself, it's not going to cost you more than $7 or $8. And that's it. You can do it by yourself. And when you're on cable, you just have your TV set, you know, set on the channel 3 or 4, depending on what your box accepts, and you'll get cable. If you want to watch channel 15, you just, you know, put it on channel 15, and we'll be there. If you don't have cable television, all you have to do is hook up an antenna, any kind of little antenna, and but it's got to be a UHF antenna. They're not expensive, folks. They're really inexpensive. And, you know, just put it on channel 15, and there we will be. Okay? My goodness, I am excited. I really am. I am absolutely beside myself with joy. I don't know what to... I could go on thanking people and... all of that kind of stuff for literally a long time. And you know, it's hard to pick up music when you can't see. But I finally figured it out. So here we go. You know, you really do have to be nuts to listen to this broadcast. And I mean nuts in a good sort of way. You can't be what they call nowadays in this country normal, because normal means brainwashed, politically correct, reactionary, never having an original thought, going out and doing what's expected of you rather than doing what you should do based upon your actual examination of the facts and determination of what the reality really is. So
Crazy people like you, 'cause love burns all the better. Always love together. It's an old cut, another house that keeps on from drifting apart. Now that's the reason, baby, that I call you, baby. We're each other's kind. crazy people, crazy people, crazy people, crazy people like me go crazy over people like you.
Wow!
Goofy people, jazzy people, jazzy people, jazzy people like me go crazy over things you do.
Wow!
Don't mind if I wave a light, sweet angel shine. It's just a habit I've got.
You drive me wild. Crazy people, jazzy people, jazzy people, jazzy people like me go crazy over people like you.
Wow!
Yep, you're nuts. Absolutely nuts. But good nuts. You know, most so-called patriots never support their own causes. Well, we have a core. It's a hard core, and it's not very many. It's just a few people who always support our cause. They're the people who make everything that we do possible for the rest of you lazy, closet, socialist, no good, whining, complaining, do nothing, couch potato, phony, patriot jerks. And if you've been listening to this program for years and you've never contributed or done anything to help us, I'm talking directly to you, yes, you, and you know exactly who you are. If we win this war, it won't be because of you. If we lose, it will be directly because of you. Bet on it. Count on it. Realize it. Dream about it. Feel guilty. Dry up and blow away. You know, I could care less if you're out there or not, if you never lift a hand to help. Really, it's the truth. If that sounds callous and cruel, yeah. Ooh, you ain't seen callous and cruel yet. You haven't seen it yet. And you're too stupid to understand that it needs all your efforts, all your contributions, all your help, all your work in order to prevent callous and cruel from coming into your lives. But, you know, you never changed all your life, no matter what anybody said to you. I don't expect that anything I'm going to say is going to change you either. Here, folks, is what's playing on Round Valley Television right now. I think. Well, I thought I had it here. I guess I don't have it here. No, I don't. I did. So what's wrong? Something is wrong, and I don't know what it is. Because there's nothing there. Well, I know how to fix that. All I have to do is unplug these. Yes, I do. Where is it? I will just unplug these. Right here. I will unplug these because, for some reason, they're not working. Now, I've changed a few things in the studio that affects the radio station, because I needed to use some of the things concurrently with the television station because we don't have all the money to really completely separate the two. And that may have been what I've done here. I don't really remember.
And he was crazy about it, and this is what happened out there, and it was all the men without women, I guess.
I was painting in a field in Anzio one day, and all of a sudden the Germans decided that the U.S. Army could do with one less artist, and they shelled the devil out of me, and I ran so fast that I left my helmet and my helmet liner and everything else I had, and got into a gully. And then, when I came back, I just continued to paint. I can't say that I was so brave or fearless.
Well, that's it, folks. And the slight buzzing that you hear is not on the television station. It's in this mixing board. It's an old mixing board that's starting to get what's called an AC hum. And I'm going to have to take it into Radio Shack and have them send it into their... You know, most of the stuff in the studio came from Radio Shack. A lot of it, anyway. Not most of it, but a lot of it. A lot of the essential parts and pieces and things that make it work came from Radio Shack. Radio Shack is really a good thing for all of us. And I hope you have one in your neighborhood, especially if you're planning on doing anything like I've done. And you can do it. Don't let anybody tell you you can't do it. Because I'm no better than anybody listening to this broadcast. Not at all. I'm just a regular folk who doesn't believe what I'm told. And because I don't believe what I might suffer some setbacks and some failures and some inconveniences and things like that. But I do it. I always do it. And you can do it too. Oh, yes, you can. You little stinker, you. See, there's a mystery in life. We're all living this mystery. And you're the detective assigned to this case. Your job is to find out Who killed your belief in yourself? And why did you let them? In other words, Sergeant Sheeple, what we want to know is why in hell did you commit Susie Sideways? And are you going to pay for the abortion? You see, this is the never-ending mystery. It's the serial that never ends. Welcome to the hour of the time. Matinee serial mystery of the week. Ha Phones are open, 520-333-4578. I bet that woke you up, huh? Oh, my goodness gracious. How many of you are still out there after all of the examples that so many of us set for you every day, still doing absolutely nothing and bitching and whining about all of the things that are happening in this country, thanks to your do-nothing attitude? Good evening. You're on the air.
All right. I just got told I was crazy today because I was talking about listening to your show, and you're talking about how anybody who's still listening must be crazy in a good way. So
yeah, you've got
the awesome.
Have you tuned in to Channel 15 yet?
I haven't. I've got my kids over in the other room. Hopefully, they're not going to bug me while I'm on the phone, so I can listen to your show. I'm going to try to keep them separate from me for just an hour, so I can listen to your show in peace and quiet.
Well, great.
So. Yeah, I was telling somebody that even before I started listening to your show, I don't even remember when I started listening, that if I didn't believe in murder, I would have killed the president of the United States. I know he's bad stuff, and I've known it a long time ago, and I know that he wouldn't even have seen the bullet coming, so. Yeah. And people say, you're crazy, you must be out of a loony bin. It's like, no way.
Well, actually, you're not crazy. You feel exactly like hundreds of thousands and probably several million Americans feel. But I have to, because I know you, I know that you don't really mean that you would pick up a gun and go kill the president. But it's a feeling that you had.
I believe that when someone causes so much death and destruction, it is better that one man die than that a whole nation perish. And that's right out of the Book of Mormon.
Well, yeah.
I believe that. I believe that it's not causing... I just believe that that would be the best thing to do. But I also believe that God's going to take care of him. I just wish it could be me instead.
I see.
I don't want him alive for another minute. It's sad. I don't think that his life should continue on and people think that, he must be a good guy because he's still alive.
Well, he's not a good guy. There are a lot of people who think that he's a good guy, and there's a lot of people who know darn well that he's not. But you have to understand that killing him is not going to solve the thing.
Because he's a pawn in the game.
That's right. He's the pawn. He's the front man for the real power. Do you really think that he's in there making all these decisions?
No.
He's doing what he's told to do.
Exactly. I just think it would be
this is a
witness to get rid of him, you know?
Yeah, this is a hick socialist governor from the state of Arkansas who never knew anything about foreign policy or real power in his life. Anybody that really believes that this guy is calling the shots and making the decisions is not playing with a full deck of cards. You know.
He's doing what he's told, and that's why he needs to be a dead man.
Well, it's
he's scum, and that's why, you know, he needs to be a dead man. A lot of people brought me to that knowledge. It wasn't something that I just don't like Democrats or that kind of thing. It's a lot of people that brought me to find out some of the things that he had done and has done for years and how much he has been brought up in the whole... He's just been brought along. He's been,
he's a subversive. He's been trained. He's a subversive. He's a Marxist. He's a communist. Yeah, you better believe it. His mentor was the man who wrote Tragedy and Hope, which is the expose of the real conspiracy that's bringing down this country, which me and many others have tried to expose for many years. And people keep saying, well, there's no conspiracy. Well, here's a man who's a professor at Georgetown University who wrote a book called Tragedy of Hope who says, there damn sure is a conspiracy. I saw it. I know who's bringing it about. And it's real. And they're going to do it. And, Bill Clinton was one of my students. And Bill Clinton, during his inauguration, says that, Carol Quigley was my mentor at Georgetown University who wrote Tragedy and Hope. And so anybody who thinks that Bill Clinton is not a part of this whole thing is crazy.
The details of that story are on your website, right? I thought I was reading something on there about this mentor and about this book you just mentioned?
It's probably in the Majesty 12 piece that I wrote.
I know there was something in there about, you know.
Lots of it there. Yeah.
Anyway, I'm, you know, glad to be strange and different and weird and, yeah, and I'm always
talking
to people about things. They say, oh, that's a conspiracy. So, well, you know, guess what? Don't be afraid. Don't be afraid to call it a conspiracy. It's happening. And it's going to take us down.
But I've got to say something to you personally. I want you to listen to me very carefully, okay? It would do us no good whatsoever to go kill Bill Clinton. Nothing would change. In fact, it might even hasten the downfall of America and the collection of guns from the American people.
Yes, exactly.
And we don't want that to happen.
Right.
Okay? Yes. He's a dummy. This guy is nothing compared to who the real enemy is, and that's the power behind the throne. The people who put him there. The people who dictate to him. The people who protect him. The people who have... See, a lot of people say, Bill Clinton murdered Vince Foster. Bill Clinton murdered all these people. It wasn't Bill Clinton. It's Bill Clinton's support group. It's the people. It's the Marxist and communist cell groups that wanted to make sure that Bill Clinton came to power and was able to carry out their policies according to their dictates, who are responsible for all of these things.
There's a system above them, and then there's a system below them.
That's right.
Making the wrong things happen. Well, maybe we should just find another way to... you know, take these guys down with bullets. Then we won't have a little silly gun story, you know.
Well,
there is no other way.
But there is no other way. There will be a civil war, and it will be accomplished. That's all I can tell you.
Yeah. The country's going down in more ways than one. It's not just the president. It's not just the other pawns.
No, it starts right in the city council right here in Eager and Springerville.
It also is going on.
Well, listen to these clowns passing their laws to protect their property values and make money and paving streets of favored leaders of the community because, you know, they can't sell their property because it's resting beside a dirt road and all this other kind of crap. Makes me sick. And the Arizona Constitution says that no municipality can engage in any business activity of the city of Eager and Springerville are up to their eyebrows in business activities unconstitutionally in this state. It starts on a local level. You want to get rid of the crooks in this country? Get rid of the crooks in Eager and Springerville.
And in your own town, wherever your hometown
is. That's right. Yeah, wherever your hometown is. But I'm talking to you because I know where you're at. I know where you're at.
I don't know. I don't think you've got my whole story. But, you know, we're going to have to sit down and go over the details.
Well, I just recognize your voice.
Oh, I call you all the time. I do my best to support you. And you know, half the time I don't know exactly what help you need. And I would be glad to, you know, do what I can. But I haven't heard you on your radio show say, I need this, and this to get this TV thing together. So I was never against you, but I wasn't helping enough because I didn't know exactly what you needed.
Well, there was a time when I did that, and lots of people contributed.
You're idiots a little bit, and, you know, tell us what to do.
Well, okay. Thanks for calling.
Okay. Thanks. Bye-bye.
Good night. 520-333-4578 is the number. Folks, don't go out and kill the president. He is nothing in the scheme of things, believe me. Good evening. You're on the air.
How you doing, Mr. Cooper?
I'm doing real good. I'm really happy.
Yeah, that lady might want to be careful what she says over the radio.
Well, I was trying to clue her into that, but, you know, she didn't get the message, but that's okay.
Yeah.
I can tell you right now, she is a mother and a wife, and she's very busy, and she doesn't even... She couldn't get to Washington, D.C., much less do what she suggested. Anyway, so nobody has to worry about what she said.
Yeah, I kind of got the same impression. It's just, you know, there's some folks, not very nice folks that listen to you, Bill. And
well, they all of the bad, worst folks that you can imagine listen to me.
I know. So that's why I was kind of concerned. I was like,
there are people in the White House right now listening to this broadcast.
Yeah. I was like, I just hope they somehow can't get back to that lady, because...
Oh, no. No, they won't get back to her, and even if they did, they would quickly find out that, you know, this is it's just not something that could ever be reality. So
it looks like the full court press is on to grab the guns. You think this one will do? You think it'll be Al Gore that'll try it?
It doesn't matter. Somebody's going to try it. If Bush gets elected, he'll try it.
You really believe that?
Are you a new listener or something?
No, I understand that he's...
Are you a new watcher of the world?
No, I understand he's...
Have you been watching what's happening in Washington, D.C., no matter whether it's Republican or Democrat or who the hell is in Congress or in the White House? We still keep marching toward the New World Order. And who's the first one who ever said those words? It was George Bush Jr.'s father! Where the hell have you been? What are you, vacuum between the ears?
No,
you're not thinking. Don't give me no excuse. Your brain is not working. And you've got to make it work. And if it hurts your feelings, I'm sorry, but that's the truth.
I understand he's in the New World Order fold.
He was a member of Skull and Bones.
Yeah,
he's his father's son.
Yeah, I know. What do you think about Wayne LaPierre? Do you think he's controlled?
Wayne LaPierre is a Hegelian dialectic jerk. Wayne LaPierre does not represent gun owners. Wayne LaPierre, over the years, has always compromised, and every time he does, he gives away more of the second article and amendment, something that he can't do by law.
So he's controlled opposition, you think?
Well, what do you think? Why are you asking me what I think? Why don't you look at what this clown has done and make up your own mind? It's obvious.
Well, that's
he's not protecting your rights. He makes a big noise and all this kind of stuff to make you think that he is, but look what he actually really does.
Well, I've reached that conclusion. Oh,
no, you didn't. You did it. You're being politically correct to Bill Cooper, and I won't stand for it. Because I don't demand political correctness. I demand the truth, whatever it happens to be. And the truth is, you didn't have the slightest clue, and that's why you asked me.
Well...
Right?
I suspected he was controlled opposition.
Well, why don't you learn to make up your own mind? You know how you do that? Stop listening to these stupid clown liars and watch what they do.
Yep.
Watch what they do. Stop listening to them. Did you ever go out with a girl who kept telling you she loved you, but everything she did told you that she didn't? But you didn't pay any attention to that because she kept telling you that she loved you? And so you got screwed in the end, and it wasn't the way you wanted?
Well, that
ever happened to you?
Oh, yeah, actually, that did happen.
Yeah, it happens to everybody. Yeah, you know, you should learn a lesson from that. Stop listening to what they say and watch what they do.
Yeah. Well, hey, look, Bill, you have a good night.
You too, and thanks for calling. Yep. And don't be pissed at me. I'm trying to help you grow up and join the real world and become a real human being, and one of these days, if it happens, you'll thank me. Good evening, you're on the air.
Good evening, Mr. Cooper. Man, you're in a good form tonight.
No, I'm in a good mood, I'll tell you that. One of my dreams has come true. We now have Round Valley Television is on the air. People are watching it. I'm stoked.
Understood. As a Radio Shack manager up here.
Yep, but you know what? I need you to put your mouth in front of your phone and start yelling because I can barely hear you.
Okay, how's that?
That's better.
A little better. I'm going to adjust the headset here. I happened upon a Barnes & Noble bookstore Tuesday, and I was looking for The Patriot. And they didn't have it. I ordered it. It met me on the doorstep Friday night. And I have not been able to put it down.
Good for you.
I'm about 100 pages into it, which, as you're obviously aware, is just a dent, but I'm going good.
Yeah, it's a thick book. It's a big book.
Yeah, it is. Another book that I picked up there Tuesday, just because it was there and it looked interesting, is a book called The Minutemen.
Yep.
By John R. Galvin.
Mm-hmm. There's lots of books.
Yeah.
But the ones I give you over the air are the very best, the cream of the crop. After you read those, you can go read the other ones if you want to.
Sure.
And you should. You should read and digest all that you're able to do.
Yeah.
But you have to understand You have to weed through all that you read and determine what the truth is. Ones that I give you are ones that I know from my research contain more truth than anything else. Your voice is falling off again. Come on.
Okay. Sorry.
Come on. Start yelling.
One of the things that I picked out of this Minutemen book is, you know, is people are taught in school that the militias and the patriots that fought during the Revolution were just a bunch of ragtag farmers and hayseeds. These guys have been, these guys were busting their butts to get things going 100, 200 years before the Revolution.
Not only that, but men who lived back then who only finished like the sixth grade or the seventh grade could read, write, and understand English better than college graduates can today. They were better educated than any high school graduate is today, and a lot of college graduates.
I got a six-year-old daughter who's better educated. Yeah. Better educated than most high school graduates,
yeah,
at least in the community that I live in.
People start reading these histories, and they start reading about these men and women, and they begin to say, my God, they lived over 200 years ago, and they're smarter than me.
What I found interesting is reading in the Patriots about guys like Otis and...
James Otis, yeah.
Hutchinson and,
yep.
And Henry.
Yep.
What these guys... How long do people go to law school nowadays and hope to get in as a successful lawyer?
And they don't know dip. They don't know dip about anything. Those men were self-educated, and they could have kicked the butt out of any of these so-called jurists in any court in the land.
Oh, absolutely. It seems like these guys had an honest, sincere belief in what they were doing.
Well, they had a knowledge. And from that knowledge, they knew what to believe and what not to believe. They weren't operating on rumor and bullshit and lies and fantasies and wishful thinking like people are today. Well, listen, I got to let you go. Let somebody else get in here.
Thanks for having me.
Thanks for calling.
Back with your TV station.
Okay.
Bye-bye.
520-333-4578 is the number. We're taking your calls for the rest of the hour, which isn't too much longer, and that's why... I cut him a little bit short so that we can get some more people in here. 520-333-4578 is the number. And I'm happy. I'm very, very happy. Round Valley Television is a reality. All of those of you who poo-pooed it, he'll never do that. Nobody can have their own television station. Well, it's not my own television station. It was brought about by a lot of people, and it belongs to the charitable trust that my daughters created. 520-333-4578 is the number. Good evening. You're on the air. Hello. Hello. Goodbye. 520-333-4578. There was somebody there, but they obviously didn't have the guts to talk. I don't know why. There we go. That's just in case they were still holding the line so I just couldn't call. 520-333-4578. We only have a couple of minutes left, so it's time for you to call and put in your 2 cents worth if you want to be a part of this historic broadcast. And it is historic, by golly. There will be more historic broadcasts. As I continue to prove to all of you that you're not as helpless and as dumb and as poor and as idiotic and as all of those kinds of things as you pretend to be. Doesn't that really piss you off when I prove to you that if you really got up off your ass, you could actually accomplish something? Good evening. You're on the air.
Hello. This is Jackie Cox, Tennessee.
Hi, Jackie.
How are you doing?
Good.
I just want to say I've been listening to you for about 5 years now, and I've tried to read as much as I can, as you suggest, and I just want to say how amazed I am at the unfortunate ignorance of most of our population.
And of course, that's based upon your realization that you were ignorant until you started listening and reading. And now you're not anymore.
Yes.
Thank God.
And I was really saddened by this so-called march this weekend. It's really depressing because, you know, people just don't get it.
No, they don't, but the march was a failure.
Yes.
They call it the Million Mom March. I would bet that not more than 300,000 people showed up, if that many.
Right.
And whatever the media is quoting is exaggerated. If you look at the crowds and you have any capability of estimating numbers of people, could not possibly have been more than 300,000. I don't think it was that many, to tell you the truth.
Yeah.
It was organized by the Democratic National Committee. The organizing woman who claims to be just a mother, I'm just a mother who's concerned about my children, turns out to be one of the producers for Dan Rather, is a close friend of Bill and Hillary Clinton,
yeah.
Has done a lot of political organizing work for them, and all kinds of other stuff. It was another Marxist manipulation.
Yeah.
Gotta let you go because I'm out of time.
All right.
Thanks for calling, and thanks for... for what you've done to wake yourself up. I appreciate that.
Bye-bye.
Good night, folks. Once again, I have proved that any of us, because if I can do it, you can do it. Any of us who set our mind to do something constructive and right and good can, in fact, do it. We can overcome any obstacle. We can make it come true. Good night. God bless each and every single one of you. Good night, Annie Poon Allison. I love you. I will always love you. Well, that's not going to work. Try this one. If you live in the Round Valley, tune in to television, channel 15. You won't regret it. And get yourself an antenna between now and Monday, because Monday is when serious programming really starts. Don't miss Thursday night's broadcast when Doyle, my good friend and brother Doyle, will be here to give you all the technical particulars and to talk to you and take your calls about how to hook up an antenna to receive Channel 15 crystal clear, loud and clear, wonderfully. Spread the word. Spread the news. Tell everybody you know. Channel 15, Round Valley Television, is on the air.